Blonda Tracy in for the fabulous Laura Fox all this week. Now, a new law that will stop the sale of disposable vapes could be in place here by the end of this year. And I'm sure we're all well aware of the health implications and unknowns when it comes to vaping. But it got us thinking about their rise in popularity and about other possible effects that they might be linked to. ICU nurse Sarah Kearns is with me now to get into all of those. Sarah, good morning. Hang on, I haven't got your mic on. That'd help, wouldn't it? There we go. There you go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. When you start looking into vaping, it's absolutely terrifying.
I
can't believe it's in our society. But this is a great measure by the government. They're going to try and make it illegal, actually, for under 18s to buy them. So that'll be a big, have a massive impact, which would be great.
Yeah, I presume you have to be 18, I presume, to buy them. I don't vape, I don't smoke, so I don't know. But I presume you have to be over 18 to buy them, right?
Over 16, like they'll, well, 18 really, but they see the note, it's unregulated. That's the problem with everything. It's unregulated. So even when the vape, right, have nicotine, they say no nicotine in them, they've been found to have traces of nicotine. Like, so it's really crazy. It's totally unregulated.
Okay.
It's a disaster.
All right. Okay. So let's start from the start. So what do we know for certain about them?
Okay. So vaping is the same as e-cigarettes. And what it is fluid in a there's two different types. There's a battery powered one, there's disposable ones, right? And fluid, and basically turns into mist and you inhale it. So that's what they are. They typically have nicotine in them. Some of them are meant to not have nicotine, but they're flavoured often with, but the marketing is all towards young people.
Even like the colour of them,
the
and colours, everything.
Yeah. The disposable ones are in neon pinks and the flavours are called like unicorn glitter and everything.
Like they're almost like chewing gum or something.
And they look, and they're, you know, they've been found to have things like tin, like heavy metals in them, tin and lead. They've carcinogenics in them. You know, it's absolutely ultrafine particles. So they're inhaling these into their lungs and a lot of the time in young teenagers that their brains are still developing. They've impact of nicotine on developing brain, and then these into developing lungs. It's just awful.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is that we don't know enough about them because they're not around. They're only around a couple of years. So
they
don't have any long... You know, like cigarettes, we're like, okay, cigarettes are horrendous and they cause X, Y, and Z. They cause cancer that, you know, can result in like emphysema and COPD, whatever. But with these, we don't know the side effects yet, and that's the scariest bit.
That is it, exactly. But what was the original idea of vapes?
So originally... I think they came out of China, and the idea was that they were a sort of stopgap to try and get people off cigarettes. So if you imagine you were a smoker, then you went into vape, and the idea was, and I've seen them work successfully in this way, that you just say you had a certain milligram of nicotine in them, and you reduce the milligram of nicotine in them.
Okay, so until you're weaning yourself off.
Yeah, until you're basically inhaling air. The other thing that was good about them in terms of weaning yourself off cigarettes is because there's lots of things that people find tough when they're trying to give up. Smoking is like, what do you do with your hands? Where do you go? So it helped people keep busy with their hands.
Yeah.
So initially, they can be used for good, because are they better than smoking 80 Benson Hedges a day? Absolutely. But the problem is, and that's kind of hard for me even to say anything positive about them, you have a huge quantity of people that would never smoke, because this generation have been grown up the smoking ban. So if you think about somebody that is 15, 20, they've never seen somebody smoke inside.
Yeah.
The smoking ban has been placed, and we did such incredible work. Ireland was the first country globally. I know it was one of the first, possibly the first, to get the smoking ban in. So they've never. So actually, smoking physical cigarettes is disgusting. Also, the smell, if you are smoking actual cigarettes, it goes on to your skin, into your hair. It's really obvious. And also, it's limited in terms of where you can smoke. So that's the sort of thing that really got vaping going, is that you can use them more widely and you don't have that impact. But the problem is, it's the marketing. Like the American, actually after this, I would really recommend, there's a guy, Andrew Huberman, he's a professor in Stanford, and he did a podcast on, I was listening to it yesterday. The American Association of Cancer has been looking at them, and they were saying that, you know, it's just absolutely horrendous. They're completely marketed not for what their initial thing was to get you off cigarettes.
Okay, so now it's just totally different. They're marketing, and it is, as you said before, it's the colouring, it's the marketing. marketing. It's all aimed towards younger people. Yeah. And these are people with like developing lungs. And of course, it's just, it's obviously, it's kind of seen as a cool thing or whatever it is.
And it's just so bad.
Also really bad for the environment as well. Those kind of...
Because they're being left
you
and
see
they're
them
not
everywhere.
Just, it's everywhere. Mm. It's like 20, you know that 20% off Irish 15 to 20 year olds are vaping daily.
Wow.
That's huge. That's 1 in 5, 16% of boys.
Wow.
So I find that, like that in itself is really, really, really
it's a
scary.
Huge number.
Like the side effects that they have seen, and again, because this is only a new thing, the side effects that they've seen, respiratory problems straight away. Okay, so Dr. Cox, he's a pediatrician, he said like he's seen people coming in with a massive exacerbation of asthma. And like we have quite a high, there's about 370,000 asthmatics in Ireland, right? Mm. And so he's seeing that quite a lot of people coming in with exacerbated symptoms of asthma, but all sorts of respiratory symptoms. There has been, not in Ireland, but globally, some deaths related to vaping, wow. just respiratory overload. Mm-hmm. Also, in terms of cardiovascular, and this is one thing, like you can get, if you think about your heart, so thinking about what nicotine does, it raises your heart rate and all of that stuff. So you're putting your heart under more pressure. And what that is doing is increasing in anxiety in people.
That's very interesting, isn't it? Because there's a massive problem with anxiety in general at the moment.
So we now have another thing in the mix causing it.
And so, do you know what the chemicals actually are that are in vapes?
So we don't know exactly because it's unregulated. So there's not like, you know, a medicine that you can put X, Y, and Z. They're unregulated. We know in general from spot testing that it's typically, it's fluid that contains nicotine, most of the time, ultrafine particles. Then there's the flavouring element. Like, and if you think about what flavouring, think about if you look on the back of a packet of crisps and then look at the E numbers, like that's a sort of where we're going to. Though we don't know what makes flavouring, makes water a fake watermelon flavour in something. Yeah. So they don't really know. So such a massive mix, like these heavy metal particles getting stuck in people's lungs. And, you know, I think that they've really tried, like there's 40 countries worldwide trying to ban them altogether. So we're part of a consortium trying to ban, which is great.
And have any countries been successful in banning them?
No, not fully yet. I mean, I assume that New Zealand will be, they're usually the head of the curve. Right?
Are they?
Yeah, they're amazing. But like when we think about like what it is to be a teenager now, like we've never been more sedentary, the screen time, the sugar, the obesity, now the vaping, you're like, when is it going to stop? If we could just get rid of this and make it illegal and make it really, really hard for under 18s to get their hands on vapes, it'll make a big difference.
I think it will. And you know, it's funny how trends change when you're growing up a teenager. It's like, I feel as though alcohol isn't as popular a thing with teenagers as it would have been, say, when I was kind of growing up. That kind of thing. People be more into the... Obviously, because of Instagram and all that, and it's all about... A lot of it is image-based, really, isn't it? So this is basically... This is the vice of younger people now.
It's awful. Mm. But if you think about nicotine addiction, so think about... Like I'm... nearly 40. I hate saying it out loud.
Why?
I'm really struggling.
Celebrate.
It's like less than three
months
away.
Can we just pause for one moment? Because I think aging, it's such a privilege to age because not everybody makes it
to
40.
You're 100% right.
So well done you. And you're doing an amazing job. You look fantastic.
I'm going to keep on with the leopard print pants till. Just
listen, 40 is...
Trousers.
Whatever your impression is of 40, by the way, I don't know what it is, but you
look
amazing.
I saw a picture of Jennifer Aniston yesterday. I felt better. But if you think about that even that age, I did see there was pictures in Daily Mail of a lot of celebrities smoking. And do you know what has hit The Guardian? I think it was yesterday or even this morning, got an alert on The Guardian from Charlie Hull. She's a professional golfer. She's an absolute babe. She's really, really positive. She basically lit up a cigarette and all the media got this picture of her smoking. And she was saying that she's trying to, she took up smoking to ease her anxiety. Right.
Okay.
None of it really makes that sense. And she wants to, her whole aim is to be this amazing, because she's an amazing golfer, wants to be this role model. But she said because of how easy it is to vape everywhere, she tries to limit her nicotine intake by physically smoking cigarettes, because you know the smoking areas, the specific design areas for people smoking actual cigarettes. Yeah. So she said that's why she smokes, gets her hit of nicotine, and then she's done with one cigarette.
Right.
This has started this massive, because some people will say, there's two schools of thought. These are better than cigarettes. And then the other person will say, well, listen, we have a huge amount of you know, 16-year-olds addicted to nicotine that wouldn't have been if vapes didn't exist.
Exactly. And of course, we don't know what's in them. There hasn't been enough time. Has there been any tests done to see what any of the long-term effects could be?
Yeah, well, they do know that there is chemicals for certain in them that are carcinogenic that will cause cancer. They know that. And they know that what was particularly worrisome is that the vapes, because they're, unregulated, that they were containing nicotine when they were advertised that they didn't contain nicotine. Wow. So it's really full on. They have actually, when you think about trying, just don't do it. Just don't pick up a vape. Just quit.ie is an amazing website. It's the HSC website, and there's phone numbers that, you know, so it's really accessible if you want to try and give up cigarettes or vaping or anything to you.
Yeah, and if you're taking up something like that to ease anxiety, well, it's going to do the complete opposite, because it's raising your heart rate. And tell me, just in terms of your lungs and the damage that you're going to do to your lungs, how good are our lungs at kind of regenerating themselves after you stop smoking? Like, is there a possibility of them kind of becoming better again?
Yeah, well, to a certain extent, yeah. Okay. There will be scarring. It depends how much you smoked, right? So if you are on 80 Benson and Hedges a day for 50 years, there's going to be damage then that is absolutely irreversible. But from this, that there is a chance if you catch it early enough, that you haven't been heavy enough at either vaping or cigarette smoking, that there will be regeneration, that there will be improvement.
Yeah, so that's so good
the
news.
The sooner you stop, the better. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And like this, trying to get off nicotine, it's so addictive.
It is.
Imagine trying a long haul flight now for these teenagers or whoever is addicted to cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
And imagine trying to do a long haul flight to America or something.
Or to Australia, you're literally on the plane for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can't use the vaping.
No, you can't. But look, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in, and give us that website again for anyone who's trying to get off smoking.
Quit.ie.
100%.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. It has so much, because there's Alan Carr books people swear by. Everyone is different, so trying to get off cigarettes, everyone is totally different. It is so hard for some people. Some people can go cold turkey. You need to find a way that suits you and just do it. The sooner you protect those lovely lungs of yours, the better.
Keep them nice and pink and healthy. That's it. Lovely. That was Nurse Sarah Kearns speaking to us about disposable vapes. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, she's at _hands-on_health_. And we're going to be back after this. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Bye.